If by chance you've come to a Buffett show in the last 6 or 7 years, you've probably heard this song, and it's one that Jimmy pretty much made me play every night. And it's partly because he liked it. And it's partly because he needed a pee break in the middle of the show after a certain age. Now, he never wanted to leave the stage, but there is a point when the bladder says you should probably leave the stage for a couple of minutes. And it took him a while to figure out something that he trusted to keep everybody else from running off to the bathroom as soon as he left the stage. Because it's kind of a sign. Oh, Jimmy's gone. I'm out of here. So this is the song that I played during the entire stadium's pee break. Sort of like a test pattern on a public television station or something like that. But Jimmy did like this thing, and it's a little instrumental that I've been trying to learn all my life, and I haven't got it right yet, but I'm trying. I got it up to 65-70%, which is mildly impressive on its own. Beautiful little melody that Duane Allman wrote, one of my heroes. And I struggled in the porch in North Mississippi trying to figure it out. Ask everybody I knew that had a guitar, why can't I figure out this song? And they said, I don't know, man, it's too hard. I got a little bit better and started playing the state line honky tonks of Tennessee. Hey, I had to go to Tennessee to get a beer. I lived in a dry county in Mississippi. We had to go to Tennessee to have the junior prom. It was illegal to dance, like Footloose in my hometown. I'm not making this stuff up. I've got imagination, but it doesn't really have to come up very often. It's been an interesting life. It's a beautiful little melody that Mr. Duane Allman wrote, and after I played the state line honky-tonks a while, I started running into the studio players from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and that's where Duane cut his teeth playing the guitar. That's where he wrote this thing, and I knew that some of those folks could explain to me why I couldn't figure it out. And sure enough, when I finally got up the nerve to ask them, they told me, "'Cause you idiot, it's two guitars. I'm not especially bright. This has already been established, but I am stubborn and I keep trying, and I got it up to this medium percentage. Eric doesn't really have to have a pee break yet, but he's a really good guy. So we're gonna do Little Martha with a Big Mac on the side and then bring you back out of here. Thank y'all for your tolerance.